I'm RJ Obed from Palamos. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 31st of July, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. On Friday the 24th, police forcibly evicted dozens of families from condemned buildings in Tbilisi, arresting at least 17 people, including local residents and activists, who showed up to protest. The confrontation between police and locals escalated after moving trucks arrived. An ambulance team had to treat a man after officers allegedly dragged him by his hair and beat him. Another was called degrading names. Lawyers say police used excessive force and mocked detainees. Interior Ministry said arrests were for disobeying the police, but detainees insist the police gave no orders to follow. Evictions targeted residents of five condemned buildings, many of whom held internally displaced person status, as they were from Abkhazia or South Ossetia. One of the evicted residents said police stole his cash, which he kept in his apartment. Next up, on Sunday the 27th, Georgia's State Security Service arrested Gogi Khaindrava, former deputy defense minister, and two others in a major corruption case involving over 1.3 million lari, almost half $1 million. Investigators say Khaindrava, along with the ministry's head of procurement department and a close relative of the minister himself, of course, set up a scheme in 2023 to steal money from the state budget. They rigged a tender for medical equipment, skipped proper market research, and ensured only companies tied to one of the suspects could participate. These companies used fake invoices and fake transactions to artificially inflate prices by selling the same equipment multiple times. As a result, the defense ministry overpaid massively. One of the suspects reportedly promised bidders guaranteed victory thanks to connections inside the ministry. All three face 7 to 11 years in prison if convicted. Still on arrest, Luka Kurtanidze, the Olympic wrestling champion, ex-president of Georgia's Wrestling Federation, and former member of parliament of the Georgian Dream, or Kotsebi, was arrested on Sunday the 27th in Kobyleti, western Georgia, for assaulting his ex-wife and violating a restraining order. His ex, Khatuna Mikatsadze, said he broke into her home, physically attacked her in front of the police. She showed signs of injury and said she suffered a concussion. Mikatsadze says this wasn't the first time he assaulted her and said the police reportedly refused to act in the past, telling her he's too well connected. Video showing Kurtanidze acting unhinged and trying to attack her while police are present has been posted online and is in the show notes. EU versus Disinfo, an EU project fighting Russian disinformation, published an article on Thursday the 24th calling the most popular TV channel in Georgia, Imedi TV, a propaganda megaphone that harms the country's EU ambitions. The article says Imedi pushes anti-Western rhetoric, echoes Kremlin-style narratives, and acts as a tool of the ruling party to discredit the EU. It also mentioned smear campaigns against EU Ambassador Pavel Herzinski and Germany's Ambassador Peter Fischer. Piece added that Imedi TV owner Irakli Rukhadze is connected to various Russian oligarchs. Check the article via the link in the show notes. Last week, we reported a shooting in Batumi, western Georgia, by Turkish nationals, which left another Turkish person dead. Seems like Batumi has become a hotspot for Turkish criminal elements, as two other people were arrested on Thursday the 24th for firing multiple rounds at a casino and then fleeing. Fortunately, no one was injured. Police raided their home several days later, found a large amount of cocaine along with illegal firearms. Convicted, they face up to 20 years, or depending on the charge, life imprisonment, mainly due to drug possession. Another update. In our previous episode, we covered the news about the top floor of an apartment block collapsing in Tbilisi, killing two residents. Even though officials had declared the building unsafe for some time, some residents refused to move out. This week, Kahi Kaladze, mayor of Tbilisi, responded to criticism that said that he was responsible for the collapse as municipal services failed to act until it was too late. Instead of taking responsibility, he pointed fingers at residents, saying that some people living in unsafe buildings refused to move out due to their political leanings. He said that despite being offered alternative lodgings, a small portion of residents refused them in order to sabotage the process of resettlement. Okay, Kahi. Speaking of Kaladze, on Thursday the 24th, he said that if it was up to him, he would expel EU Ambassador Pavel Herzinski from Georgia. He made this statement after journalists asked him about Herzinski's recent interview where the ambassador stressed that Georgia must stop political repression, free unjustly detained individuals, repeal repressive laws, and open dialogue to return to the EU path. Kaladze rejected this, pretending that the ruling party has no unjust detainees, and accusing the ambassador of abusing his status to hurt Georgia. He called Herzinski's words harmful and part of a political agenda against the country. Kaladze said that respecting Georgia's sovereignty should come first. By sovereignty, of course, he obviously means Bidzina's cheerleading squad, their ability to falsify elections and get rich at the expense of the population. Meanwhile, Herzinski warned that failing to meet EU recommendations could lead to consequences, including suspending the country's visa-free regime. On Tuesday the 29th, Misha Saakashvili, Georgia's imprisoned third president, wrote on social media that Bidzina Ivanishvili ordered the state security service to stage a major provocation. He said the ruling party planned to accuse the United National Movement or the Natsebi of plotting an armed coup. He said the Kotsebi wanted to arrest as many party leaders as possible, but were especially interested in Levan Khabeshvili, the most active and well-known figure in the party. He also said that the government would use modern falsification methods to try to frame his party and firmly denied that the Natsebi planned to use any kind of violence. In related news, just a day after state security arrested Lasha Tsanava, a member of the Natsebi's political council and a friend of Levan Khabeshvili, authorities accused him of fraud. He allegedly promised to help a foreign national get a one-year residency permit in Georgia by using his connections. In return, he asked for over $5,000. Authorities say they have recorded audio and video of Tsanava meeting the foreigner and taking money from him. Khabeshvili said there's nothing illegal in what Tsanava was doing, and hundreds of people offer similar services every day. He considered the whole case fabricated by the state security service in order to discredit the party. On Thursday the 24th, Badra Gunba, a separatist president of Georgia's breakaway region of Abkhazia, called for a meeting of the Security Council. He said the Ukrainian drones, which were on their way to attack Russian targets, had crossed Abkhazian airspace. He ordered the Ministry of Defense to deepen cooperation with Russia's Federal Security Service, or KGB, to have a coordinated response to such cases in the future. On Saturday the 26th, a delegation of the ruling party's members of parliament started their official visit to China. They plan to meet representatives of the ruling Communist Party, the National People's Congress, Shenzhen city government, and major tech firms. The trip shows the ruling party's push to deepen ties with China as a sanction-busting smuggling center, especially now that its relationship with the EU has hit rock bottom. Visit drew criticism from U.S. Republican Congressman Joe Wilson, who's been very critical of the Kotsebi for the past couple of years. He warned them on social media that cozying up to the authoritarian regime in China could threaten Georgia's hard-earned freedoms. Finally, on Sunday the 27th, a protest took place at the Fencing World Championship in Tbilisi. Reason was the participation of Russian athletes and with military ranks. Protesters showed up with anti-occupation, anti-war posters, set off firecrackers below the fencers' hotel rooms that night. Russian section at the Swiss embassy in Georgia called the protest Russophobic. Recall that Russia does not have an embassy in Georgia since the two countries haven't had official diplomatic relations since the 2008 invasion by Russia of Georgia, so a limited number of Russian diplomatic staff operates from the Swiss embassy. Dmitry Zvichev, a Russian member of parliament, criticized anti-Russian protests and thanked the Georgian police for keeping peace, although he said he wished that they had acted more forcefully against the protesters. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Want to pass along an episode? Go to Rorschach.com/Georgia. Download any of the shows as MP3 files. Link in the show notes. Nachondis.